Happy Veterans Day, y'all. Veterans Day weekend celebration here at Rosie on the House.
Hey, we had several calls during the break.
Yes.
You saw all the lines lit up, right?
What happened?
Well,
what did I... That you mean I did something wrong.
Well, you know how we always have like these little follow-up meetings and I try to explain to you what a double negative is?
I never don't do that.
Yeah, you do know. So Eric called to say... Cut it out.
What did I do?
When we came in,
I can't remember exactly, but you said you can't deny that we don't live. You put all these knots in there, so it actually negated what you said.
But pretty soon, if you string them all together, you have enough in there to make it a positive.
Whatever. The world grammar, according to Rosie. How many times did you take English 101? You always tell me that.
It was like 7 semesters.
Yeah. And then we had Dave call in wanting to know if he could use that new Karcher power washer to clean his swimming pool.
No, Mr. Gilson sent me that catalog by email today. And we've got to give people. Where were we just the other day where somebody came up to me and said, Rosie, you made that thing sound so much fun. We went and bought 2 of them.
Well, and I was so busy answering phone calls, I didn't get to fend for myself. But if you can have a 30-year-old ski and all that stuff, why can't I have a pallet?
You know what? You can have a pallet, but I would like a brand new boat to pull that 30-year-old ski with.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
They were talking this morning on the radio how much better savers women are than men over the course of their life. And... I think women are bigger spenders on small ticket items like shoes and purses and stuff like that. Guys like to save money, but boy, when we spend big. It's a boat or a new truck or a motor home or something like that.
And I don't think guys shop sales. If they want something, they just get it. So we do have some good callers there waiting for you, though.
Yeah, yeah. Women shop sales. They say, you know, the more they shop at sales, the more money they save. You know that, Romy, right?
I still haven't figured that one out. And if you listen to Dave Ramsey, that's a myth.
Sales are a myth?
That the more you shop at sales and coupons, is it, well, if you just didn't spend your money at all, you'd have it all. But you didn't spend.
All right, well, let's not not take a phone call that's on hold.
Greg, welcome to the program.
Calling from Scottsdale. Good morning. Mr. Greg in Scottsdale. There you go. Trying to tackle a little construction project. What you up to, my friend?
Yeah, actually, we're in Mesa, but that's okay.
All right. That is okay. That's the miracle of radio. We cross borders seamlessly.
Absolutely. Yeah, Rosie, I'm... adding a patio cover onto an existing slab.
Okay.
And my question is where I'm going to have to cut the end of the eave off.
Yes.
To tie into the existing trusses.
Mm-hmm.
Should I allow a couple of, try and save a couple of courses of shingles to cover that change in angle? Mm. Or should I just cut it straight off and put in some, you know, flashing around the felt and... roll roofing up underneath that.
Okay, I'm going to get a little bit too technical for most of our listeners, so I'm going to beg their patience, but you've got enough construction experience. I'm going to talk this through with you very specifically. When you get up on the roof to cut that existing overhang off, you're going to snap your line, you're going to take a blade that'll cut through nails and asphalt shingles and plywood and everything else, and you're going to cut the roof off, and you're going to remove that decking, and then you're going to get in there, and you're going to cut back the rafter tails flush with the outside of your plate line. You're going to measure your joist, your new joist, to fit in on top of that plate and stretch out to whatever beam and however long and wide and deep you want that patio cover. I can tell you, Greg, when building a patio cover, you can never make it too deep, okay? If it's 8 feet or 9 feet to slab, don't hesitate to put that out at 10 or 12 feet. It's just you'll never regret having that much more shaded patio cover. Once you have that done and you lay your plywood back in, of course, you're going to Simpson hurricane strap every one of those ceiling joists to that top plate. Once you put the plywood back in, then you're going to go get yourself some rolled flashing, some 18-inch rolled flashing. This is where it gets tricky. You're going to then take that flashing and slip it in underneath that row of asphalt shingles that are coming down the roof, okay? Do not try and lay something on top of that that then flashes over to your patio roof. Rolled flashing, I like 12 to 18 inches at the least. You're actually going to have to get in there with a pry bar, lift those layer and a half up, pull the staples back out, slip that flashing under there, then bend it up, lay your patio roof down, and then put that flashing back down. So anything that's getting in under your shingles is now being put back in on top of your patio. That's the right way to hook a patio. I know I've got a lot of listeners right now that are saying, oh, that's why when I put that patio on, it always leaked right there, where the old and the new come together. And never, never put a patio cover by hanging the joists onto your fascia board. Do not do that. Greg, I hope that helped. If it didn't, I can draw you a picture.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.